It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about the importance of trusting the flow of things. You know, this is an important lesson for me because I would often resist it before. I am what you call that A1 personality type where I drive pretty hard for what I want. And I used to get confused on when I should let up. And I think sometimes that God can use the trivial events in our lives to shine a light on an area where we need to improve or just to teach us a lesson. And so I learned my lesson going to the movies one night. And so it was earlier in the week, I told my husband there was a movie coming out. I had to see it on opening night. We get to the theater, the movie is sold out. We get to theater number two, that movie is sold out. Now I'm on my cell phone trying to implement plan C and convince my husband to drive all the way to the suburbs to see this movie because I am so determined to see it on opening night. When my son calls, who has underestimated the temperatures here in Chicago, standing at a bus route en route to his friend's house, but the temperatures are below freezing and he's wearing a light jacket. So, of course, get in the car, scold him on the phone, but pick him up, go home, grab a jacket, drive him to his friends. The night ends well because my husband and I go out and have a nice dinner. But the point is if I was in the first movie, I would have left out anyway to go and see about my child. So the answer is not I have learned always to push and force a situation, but it will often require us to step back and just go with the flow. The scripture that helps me there is 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.